Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. And this will be with the Twin Cell Energy with our co-hosts, Elena Radford, shaman from Peru, and we're looking forward to another great night. Are you there, Elena?
Yes, I'm here. It's so nice to be in the show tonight and be able to share our experiences together of what are twin cells and past lives as well.
Is Adrian there with us tonight?
You know, I'm not quite sure yet. He's not in the on air yet, so we'll just go ahead and wait for him.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell us, all our callers and listeners, about your, you know, what you'll be talking about tonight and helping, you know, the callers?
Sure. Okay, so let me, but before we go into that, I just want to say that I want to welcome everybody who's listening to the show tonight. And to me, I would like to explain a little more as a past life. You know, coming from the space of being Inca shaman, what does it mean a past life? I have so many people who ask me, what's a past life? You know, and I know there's a lot of people who do not believe in past lives, and that's okay. But what I have been trained and have been taught is that we have been created not when we were born, but energetically we have been created thousands and thousands of years ago. And there was a time where we were like crystals, a crystallized energy, that you understood the energy just being in the present. And the past and the future were just points of reference that were integrated into the present. So there was no separation of present, past, and future. Everything was happening like a vortex, constantly happening. And then when something happened in the creation of the universe and gravitation was created, and in the process of gravitation being created, the energy of the illusion was created. And when the energy of the illusion was created, then that was the beginning of past lives. That's when time separated in some ways that we created what is the past, present, and future. So because having those three elements separate are not part of a crystallized life, but it's more like a three-dimensional life, then we're constantly trying to complete things in the past to be able to be in the present. So past lives are just realities mixed with illusions that are trying to clear the illusion to be able to be integrated in the present, so we can be in one reality, in a crystallized reality, in a reality where illusions don't have to be created. Illusions die in the process. I don't know if I'm explaining myself better.
I just wanted to share something. You know, everything that you had just explained, you know, to all our callers and listeners out there, what I'm getting is, you know, why we're in a reality of duality, and that this is going to help us so that we can go into, you know, just one, you know, one, you know, illusion or dimension. So that we could all become one, you know, back to oneness again.
That's right.
I just wanted to share that. And right now, you know, we're all feeling the effects. I'm sure, you know, these energies are all shifting, and even the planets. And I keep hearing that the planets are, you know, that we're not even part of the Milky Way anymore, that the... you know, that we're starting to shift away from that. And I just wanted to share that with all our callers and listeners. And is Adrian there with us tonight yet?
Adrian, can you hear us? Adrian? I don't think he's with us yet.
Okay. Okay, well, go ahead and continue. And are we, what else did you need to share with us tonight, Elena?
Yes, and this is what I really would like all the listeners to understand. Based on what I have seen, according to my channelings and according to what I have learned through my ancestors, when we have these different past lives, we have different experiences with, in so many ways. Some of them are romantic relationships, another ones, let's just focus on whatever romantic relationships. And yes, even though we have had relationships, that romantic relationships, not all of them are what I would consider the twin self relationships. So when we have different experiences, some of them will help us to go into finding the twin cells that we're looking for. Sometimes these energies or relationships that we have in past lives are the ones who really created the separation as well of the twin cells. So when we get to talk about twin cells or twin flames, and you look, which to me are pretty much the same energy, then that's why it's so important to clear the past. And that's what is the power of the shamans in general, you know, to be able to have the gifts to clear those consciousness, so in that way we go back into only the present, and the past and the future just get to be points of reference, not necessarily a break of three different elements of time and space. So that's why my desire is to bring people the knowledge of what are twin cells and how they get to work and what are so important, because according to the prophecies of my people, the twin cells are the ones who will integrate the new reality of the world, because they have the power to empower others to you know, in the love that they have for each other. There's a lot of benefits to the community. People want to be more in the present than to be in the suffering of the past. That's what I would like to share.
And that's wonderful, and we thank you for sharing that with us tonight. And I just wanted to share that, you know, we're at a time now that it's very important that the twin cell energies should, you know, come together, you know, from our shows in the past. You know, we've had a lot of callers call in about relationships, and it seems like a lot of people are, you know, either looking for a new relationship or they're concerned about the relationship that they're in now. And a lot of them, you know, are yearning to find their twin selves, you know, that something's telling them, you know, that they should meet, you know, their twin selves. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Well, let's go into the first caller, and is area code 724. There you go. This is Elena.
Hi.
And Roy. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, and what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Missy, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Wonderful, Missy. So nice to have you on the show tonight. What can we do for you?
I wanted to know about my love life.
Okay.
Wanted to know maybe if you saw a partner for me or when you've seen one, and maybe even, you know, if you pick up anything from past life or...
Yeah, there's two questions there, and so let's go first with the energy of the past lives, all right?
Sure.
And see what I'm seeing, but then we can make a connection also with what you're looking for.
Sure.
To create in a relationship right now. When was your last relationship that you had?
I was divorced. I'm recently divorced. Let's see, and that was about 7-8 months ago, and separated for a good almost 2 years before that, so.
Okay. All right. So let me see what is there for you. And then we're also going to have Roy helping out.
Sure.
Okay, so when I'm looking at the past life, it's a past life where there was a lot of suffering. There was a lot of confusion into, it seems like you were married at the time, possibly with the same person that you were married to. And that, there was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of lack of communication. It's like it was very hard for you to move forward in the things that you wanted. And it was very hard for you also as well to be able to communicate what you wanted to communicate, because it just happens that your father was not a good communicator, so you didn't really learn how to communicate. So in that past life was so connected to this past life in the sense that you were able to complete with your the person that you were married or you had a relationship with, the things that you couldn't say, you got to complete it. To start with, he was not your twin self. He was not the energy that will call to be with you when you're in a higher consciousness. So right now, by him moving away, you're creating the space for this new person to come. But also, Missy, I'm feeling a lot of sorrow and a lot of pain, a lot of frustration still from the relationship. Maybe not as much as trust. Maybe that's really good. Amaze me how good you are in your energy of trust, trusting yourself in a lot of ways. But it is giving the chance to somebody else come into your space that you're being very guarded right now. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You're going still to the process of healing from the previous relationship. So he will come. He's in his way. If I were you and think that I would like you to focus on having fun, you have missed that part of you. Is that making sense? It's so essential to take some time for yourself and start looking for the value of who you are too. Because you haven't really spent that much time really letting things go. Is that making sense?
Yeah, I'm working on it, definitely working on it.
Mm-hmm. We all do, one way or another. I mean,
right.
It's like, you know, I woke up this morning, early in the morning, and then it's the end of the day, and there's a lot of things that I definitely would like to let it go from today. Nothing dramatic, but a lot of stuff that is in my way. So it seems like every day in our lives, we're always trying to let go of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very natural to feel the way how you feel right now. Starting a new life, really, realistically. How long were you married to him?
We were married for almost 10 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's
a long time. So it'll take a little while to adjust, but I know you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I actually feel pretty good. I feel like I'm starting. I feel like I've grieved the that part of it. I think I was pretty much done a while before I even was done. But so I kind of feel like I'm starting over, and I'm excited.
I think one of the hardest things when a woman gets out of a relationship that's not very productive is the desire to be in charge again. It takes a little while before that happens. I think that's what I'm sensing with you right now, learning how to be in charge of your life again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's very natural. Very, very natural. Making the choices that will take you where you want to go and do what you want to do. All right? That's part of the process, the healing process too.
Okay.
Thank you, Missy. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to share one thing, if that's okay, Elena.
Sure.
Okay. I just pulled a card, and it's called the Fish Out of Water card.
Mm-hmm.
And right now you've just been feeling out of your element, you know, with your emotions. And it's almost like, you know, it's because you're in a new environment right now, you know, and, you know, how do you, you know, breathe in this new environment? Right now you've just been feeling like you've just been sort of flopping around, you know, and trying to get used to this element, you know, dealing with those emotions. I just wanted to share that with you. And that's why you've been, you know, feeling the way that you've been feeling.
Right, right.
Yeah. Main thing is you want to start communicating again. And you don't have to, you know, wait for any approval. And mainly getting out, you know, start meeting new people, you know, and you know, interacting, you know, with new people, you know, and getting to know them.
Right.
And, yeah. I just wanted to share that with you. And it'll be, you know, a little difficult at first, like Elena said, but things will start falling into place for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're a strong woman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay, let's go with area code 801, and the last four numbers are 1515. Hello. Caller, what can we do for you? Hi, Andrea. What are you doing?
Good. I just popped on.
A what?
I just popped on the show.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So we're talking about past lives. And so we would like to know, I would like to know how would you define a past life?
How would I define?
A past life, yes.
I would say people that have lived other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that, in my view, I guess it would be people that are holding on to suppressed memories from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they're living out that lifetime because they haven't let go of the past or something they're holding on to.
Mm-hmm. So it's when I look into past lives, because this is part of my gifts, you know, it's sometimes I'm just talking to somebody and I'm already seeing a past life of that person. Or I'm already seeing what they want to complete in their past lives, or I'm seeing if they don't get to complete the past life, what direction is that going to take them? So it's to me, a past life is something that you can change it. You can take it to a higher frequency and then integrate it into the present. A past life gets to be dangerous when we choose to be in the drama, when we choose to not let things go. And then you lose your power in the process. I think that is the thing that is the hardest, when we choose to stay in the past and we lose our power in the process. Roy, do you remember any of your past lives?
I do, because I've been, you know, on some shamanic journeys before.
Mm-hmm.
And on one of my past life, I just wanted to share that I was a leader, you know, with a tribe back in the times of the early, you know, Incas, and I was over a tribe, and I was in love with the princess at that time, but for some reason, me and the chief, I guess, didn't agree on something, and he had me killed during that past life.
Mm.
And I just wanted to share that with you.
Did you ever meet that person in this lifetime?
I feel that, I did meet one other of my twin flames. What I've been told by Adrian, and this is, you know, been verified, that we do have more than one twin flame. Adrian, do you want to share a little bit on that?
Well, it's interesting because it brings back to the mind of how they were talking about how we have three souls. I know that how we have to find that strand of DNA and bring those three souls back to get in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like these other parallel lives or that we've lived, we're reliving those lifetimes and we're starting to go back to remember the lives that we lived. And I think this has to go with, like you're talking about, Roy, about, you know, the clones, how,
right.
you know, we might be living one life, we might be living rich, and then another life, we might be poor, because we have to learn those lessons, you know, between being rich and poor. And I think that how we're all living out different kinds of lives and different lessons and different
right.
parallel dimensions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share with Elena, we know that the Inca cross has different dimensions with
absolutely.
With what Adrian's telling you, does this fit into with a lot of the teachings that you received?
I think, yeah, they do in a lot of ways. And I think I explain it in a different way. When instead of three souls, I get to see relationships in the conscious level, subconscious level, DNA level, and the spirit level. Now, if I were to choose for myself what's the type of relationship I want to have, that would be in the spirit level, because the spirit level always would be alive and it's not ever contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationships in the spirit level are very, very, very powerful, to the point where we really don't get to see that many in this reality that come into that intensity. In a lot of ways, when, you know, when we look into spirit, a woman that's pregnant by in nine months is a process to be able to have a baby. For a spirit to be born, to be able to be created, it takes thousands of years. And it takes a lot of define, the essences, the define energy of two people that love each other in every level. They complement in every level. And for instance, we have Jesus, right? Jesus was born of that type of genetic. It's the love of two spirits being in. Therefore, he is a completely balance of the female and male energy. Then we have the relationships that are in the soul level. In the soul level, it's like the DNA level. They're just specific relationships and specific lifetimes. A lot of those don't really last more than just a specific lifetime. And then of those we get to see all the time. You know, everybody had those type of relationships. In the DNA level is, in the soul level, are in the same way too. And the DNA level is usually the type of energy where this, you know, whatever they want to experience at the moment, you know, very strong in sexual energy, very strong in the physical, very strong in the type of connection. And then we have the conscious level relationship, which is a little different, but it's very powerful as well. It's more like the co-creators. And you can have a lot of relationships with a co-creator, but not necessarily will be aligned to the energy of the what I call the spirit relationship. And I remember one time when I was in Peru, and part of my training, I needed to climb this mountain. And everybody used to tell me that it's the hardest mountain when you're a shaman. That's the hardest mountain. They will test you. I mean, that mountain will just make you think in the process of hiking that mountain, climbing to the point that you just feel like you're going to be, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. That's how intense is the training. So I was doing my training. I started in the beginning, and I had three people that were supporting me. And when I started climbing the mountain, the energy of the mountain was coming inside of myself, and he was asking me questions about my integrity, how do I feel about things, and why am I looking into this way, and different things I had to deal with my own personal power. And I remember I got half of the mountain, and then I started crying. And I still remember I was putting my back against the mountain because it was really high and there was kind of like a cliff that was looking down. And then I had one of the people that was training me, and then I said to him, I want to have a relationship in the spirit level. I want to experience that. I want to know how it feels. And so he looked at me and he said, well, I can completely understand, because even when you, because I was remembering already, he was my spirit companion. And he looked at me and he said, I understand, because when two spirits fell in love, they fell in love forever. They follow each other. So even though you're in a relationship of a soul level, and you had a relationship that's spirit level, it will always travel, and it will never interfere in what you're creating in the soul level. But part of you is always committed to that. It's always committed to the high frequency. And so in this specific experience, I climbed to the mountain, the top of the mountain, and who I thought was my spirit in the mountain. While I was climbing, he looked at me and said, who? Because I was thinking at the time that somebody else was my spirit connection. And he said clearly, he's not the one, and you have to train harder to be able to meet him. So it took me like 4 years, 5 years, to be able to train my energy to be able to meet him. But it's worth it. It's 100% worth it in every level. So, yeah, I wanted to share that with both of you. And we have, Roy, do you want to share anything, or you want me to get into this caller? We have
a
caller.
Let's go ahead and go to the next caller. I'm sure we have some callers that are wanting to talk.
Okay, area code 218. Hello, this is Elena, Roy, and Andrew.
Hello.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Maura, and I'm calling from Idaho, but I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, wonderful. And what can we do for you tonight?
I was just wondering if I have some questions actually about how a person could start meditating, because it's really hard for me.
Okay. So there are two ways of meditation, what I will call the active meditation and the meditation where you get to just stay still and let for the energy to come to you. Andrew, do you know anything about that type of meditation?
No, I did not.
Okay, hold on. All right, so the type of meditation that I have seen, because especially when I work with people from Hawaii, they go into this balanced energy and they just recall, and it's very relaxing, and they start bringing different energies and trying to remember what's coming to them, and then that they balance themselves. The Inca shamanic meditation, and like I say, I don't know too much of the other one, just in general, but the Inca shamanic meditation, it's an active meditation. It's when you sit there and you start creating intention of what you want. And then you start making it happen. So, for instance.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. For instance, and trust me, I have so much energy. It will be very hard for me to sit for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And so, so what I do is I sit in a comfortable way, or I lay in my bed and align my female and male energy. I request for the female and male energy to be aligned, and then I start thinking, what do I really want? Say, and this is when I create intention. I would like to be able to create peace and love in my family. So that's my intention. And now I'm kind of like creating a vortex of energy. I start moving the energy and go into the process of creation and start creating that. So my mind is constantly moving into creating the intention. Is that making sense?
Yes.
So you place the intention, you see the energy coming to you, and you start moving the energy around you, and the ideas start coming to you. Sometimes I take time to write it down, or sometimes I go like, oh, this is what I need to do with my son. This is what I have to do at work. This is what I do in this situation. So it's very active. I'm always making choices in the process. So that will be a way how I do it. I don't know, Roy, how do you do your meditations?
I just wanted to share that me and my son Adrian are both hypnotists. In meditation, a lot of it is only self-hypnosis, you know, mm-hmm. learning how to focus, how to breathe, and how to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way for us to, you know, go into that state is to, you know, clear your mind, you know, let go of anything that's been going on, you know, either today or yesterday or even tomorrow. And allow yourself to go into a very relaxed state, you know, breathing in and then breathing out slowly, breathing in, breathing out slowly, and going deeper and deeper into that relaxed state, and then allowing your energy to just go into a very relaxed state through your whole body. As you begin to feel this energy, it'll help you into getting into this relaxed state and taking you into a deeper state of focus and relaxation and going deeper and deeper. And all you have to do is say these words right before you fall asleep and go into a deep relaxed state. That'll help you to go into that deeper state of meditation or relaxation. I just wanted to share that with you.
That's great.
Thank you. That helps me out a lot.
You
wonderful.
It seems a lot harder than it was, should be.
It's not that difficult. We're the ones who make things difficult.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for
you
calling
tonight.
You are
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's go back to my story, which I thought it was fascinating. So 4 years ago, I was, like I say, in this, I find it fascinating because it was the energy of the mountain that was training me. And like I say, I had three different people. And I, well, I was going into the process, you know, and I didn't know what I was getting into, right? Because the other mountains that I went to training, yeah, they challenged me and I learned a lot, but this was very different. It was a very strong male energy. He was just teaching about who I was. So this is a type of meditation too. And so I went with intention of trying to find somebody who can be so similar to me in my spirit level, because in the energy of the spirit, you already activate each other energetically. Your gifts, it's a completely different type of relationship. Like I say, you don't really see that many of them. It's exchange of knowledge, of wisdom, and love, and compassion, understanding. And so little I knew, that was the intention of my heart. Yes, my main intention over there when I was hiking the mountain, there were several of them, was to be able to be clear why I was going to Peru for a week and what I needed to do and how to build my business and how to be a better person and how to communicate better. There's so many reasons why I was doing it. But in my conscious level, it was not really about a relationship in the spirit level. But in my heart, without my conscious level, knew this is what I was looking for. So that's why it becomes so important, because of all the mountains I climb, this was the hardest one. Even, you know, I felt like I was carrying a rock, I mean, like carrying rocks in my back, in a, like in a backpack, because it was so heavy, it was so unstable. I'm usually really good at stepping up when I'm climbing mountains, you know, when I'm hiking mountains, in a very geometric, secret geometry way. But in this specific one, it was very hard because the mountain was tapping into my heart too, because he was already creating a bigger possibility that I was looking for. And so, yeah, that's why I'm very thankful to the experiences I have with nature, mountains, plants, or crystals, because you always learn something from them. All right, Roy. Anything?
I just wanted to share with that. As you were talking, I was getting visions, and in my visions, I was seeing where, you know, all of us, you know, have had mountains that we've had to climb, you know, in our lives, you know, and those rocks that we carry are a lot of things that come from our past.
That's right.
You know, and we're the ones who, you know, mainly, if we're going to climb a mountain, we have to be prepared. We have to have all the necessary things to, you know, take with us on our journey as we begin to climb those mountains. And a lot of people try to climb mountains, but they're not prepared. You know, they don't have the right food. They don't have the right, you know, water or anything. They just start climbing. A lot of times when they start climbing, they, you know, they give up. So they start coming back down those mountains. But once we, you know, reach that top, then we've made it over that, you know, over the hump, you know, over, you know, the hardest part. Adrian, is there something you wanted to say?
I just say I want to agree with you because I've always heard that saying before. It's always, you know, like I have a lot of friends that have told me, if you're going to go on a long hike like that, you know, make sure you have everything to prepare yourself to climb the mountain. And I've learned a lesson from that to be more prepared for things to come rather than wait until the last minute. And I think that that's where a lot of people need to open up their awareness, and that's because that's where we're headed, you know, in
that's
the future
so true.
To come.
Thank you. We're going to take one more caller, and I want to go back
okay.
to that conversation.
Okay,
okay, so we'll go with area code 801 and the last four numbers 5804. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Maxwell. I'm just tuning in tonight. I'm a friend of Roy and Adrian's.
Wonderful.
Elena, I wanted to introduce you to Rodney. He is the mentor that taught me and Adrian hypnosis as we went through our training.
That is wonderful. Nice meeting you.
And we wanted him to meet you tonight because we feel that you're a very special and gifted person, and we love to share that with others.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. I've enjoyed your program this evening. I've been off and on a little bit, but I think I've heard you before on with the espinosis, and really am amazed and impressed. Fine host that you are, all of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So
Rodney, and could you tell Elena a little bit about you, you know, what you've done, you know, in your past years as a hypnotist?
Yes, I've been a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists for over 20 years. I hypnotized over 3,000 on stage. Stunt therapy. I don't know what else to say about that without getting into it. There's more. There's a story with everyone, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And your conversations this evening about loving of self and able to love others is right on. You know, we've got to learn to accept ourselves and love ourselves, forgive ourselves, and then we can be clear to share ourselves with others and share others with us. So, that's it on hypnosis. I mean, we'll see what happens in Vegas this year.
Wonderful. Well, my best wishes to you.
Thank you. Anything else there, Roy or Adrian?
We just wanted to... Elena, would you be able to give Maxwell an energy gift to help him, you know, with his business so that things will... you know, go smoothly for him when he does make his journey.
Sure. Let me go specifically and see what he wants in his heart. Oh, wow, that's a beautiful intention. You want to help people to understand themselves better so they can be a better contribution to the world. That's what you're as good as. Wow, that's amazing. So how can
that
I support
that? Mm-hmm.
I can support that. My light worker is saying I can support that in teaching you how to understand that the foundation of everybody's coming to you for what's coming is the energy of happiness. And if you use that as a foundation in the business that you have, which is amazing, then they will come, because people are changing. Like 5 years ago, people, you know, 3 years ago, people wanted just to focus on their problems and problems and problems. But now they're kind of more focusing into, what can I do if I don't have that many problems? Coach me in how to, what's next now. Now that I'm clear, what's next? So I think that is the energy gift that I can give you, understanding of that foundation, because we all are changing that now. Here's the energy gift.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you can bring that into your heart, and I want you to say 3 times, I receive, I receive, I receive.
I receive, I receive, I receive.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Roy, do you remember going to, did you go to Calf Creek Falls with me? Did we go down there together, or did we go up and you went to the mountains together?
We went up to the Uintas, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. By the waterfalls. Okay, I remember.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the reading. I had that in my mind. It would be nice to receive a little reading, and you read my mind, Roy. So thank you.
Yeah. It's okay. We thank you for joining us tonight.
Sure, I'm going to tune in. I'm going to listen and continue listening. So if you want to mute me off there, then I'll just tune in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, Roy, anything else? Any specific question that you have for me, for Andrea?
I did have a question for you.
Yes.
I went to the fair with my friend Reed out in Ogden, and it was going back to the medieval times, and I met with this monk, and this monk told me that I need to look more into my genealogy, and he was saying something about, like, how I'm connected with the Tree of Life. And I'm just wondering if you can elaborate on that, what you feel, what they was trying to tell me.
All right. So you're looking the connection with your Tree of Life, huh? Okay. In the ancient way, in the Inca way, a Tree of Life is a composition of 5 elements: the conscious level, subconscious level, DNA level, soul level, and a spirit level. Okay. So a Tree of Life is represented in the Inca cross. So what he was trying to tell you is that he wants you to look into what's working in your Tree of Life and what's not working in your Tree of Life. So now, do I have permission to go into your energy?
Yeah.
Andrea, okay. So right now what I'm seeing, Andrea, is what is not working in your Tree of Life is that you question yourself too much. It's like you have the answer for everything, and then you question about it, and then you push it away. So it's like gambling, you know. You put some money, like, nah, I don't want that to do that. So what is really happening is when you do that, when I do that, my subconscious level cannot handle the changes, because the subconscious level is like a machine. It's like a kitchen, let's say that, where you have utensils, we have an oven, you have a refrigerator, you have the furniture, you have the sink. Everything is there for a reason, right? So there's a structure. So
yeah.
If you send a message to the subconscious level and now you change your mind, you take it out of structures, like taking a sofa inside of the kitchen or taking a bathroom inside of the kitchen. It just messes everything. And so if you can so if you can remember not to doubt yourself, you can change your mind if you want. I change my mind all the time. Changing your mind is different than doubting yourself.
Right.
You can change your mind as many times as you want, but when it comes to doubting yourself that you're not capable of doing something because you didn't have the experience, or maybe because you didn't have the right tools, or maybe because you're not good enough, and when you start bringing all those doubts, then you confuse your tree of life.
Okay. So I need to change my programming.
What was that again?
I need to change that programming where I believe that I wasn't good enough, or I didn't, or I'm doubting myself, or whatever.
Right. You're not only changing the programming, you're obsoleting the programming. It should not even exist anymore. Does that make
sense?
That makes
sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
For instance, right now when I'm looking into your energy, you have one project that you really are seeing the big picture and what you want to create. But two more days, you're going to start doubting the project, and you'll shut down yourself. So the subconscious level is basically the memory of a computer. It does not have feelings. And so it will just do exactly what you tell it to do. So if you come from the space of the heart, you'll make it move forward. If you come from the space of the mind, you will sabotage the process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense then. That's why I feel like I've had those blockages.
Right. That's how we create our own blockages.
Oh.
It's the subconscious level. Mm-hmm. The subconscious level, by bringing the sofa, the bathroom, the toilet, the bed, the pillows, you know, the lamps into the kitchen, those are the blocks and limiting beliefs. So what we do as a shamans is to remove those out of there by teaching people to go into the heart instead of going into the mind.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because that kept coming up, and I just didn't understand what... I know it had a lot to do with the subconscious, but I didn't understand what Spirit was trying to tell me, if I needed to look further into the family lineage, or, you know, what's going on subconsciously.
Okay, and that's why it's very important when you go to past lives, we go to past lives with the right intention. Because if you go in a past life with your subconscious level that is confused, you know, assuming that you're in the kitchen, you have all the furniture of the house in the kitchen, then you're not going to understand the past life. You're not going to understand the beauty in the secrecy or the sacred space where you're coming from to be able to create what you want. But if you come from the heart, you clear the subconscious level, and then you go and do exactly what your heart tells you to do, which is the energy of your spirit.
Oh, okay.
And when you do what your spirit tells you to do, then you know you can move forward with that. Is that making sense?
Yes, it does.
And the spirit can be very stubborn sometimes. When the spirit is guiding the situation, it's like myself. I have been looking for a house for over a month now, and I cannot find to move, and I cannot find anything because the spirit had a different plan for me. If I had to move, in the process of finding the house, I was able to realize other things that were more important to me than moving in it, that will prepare me to move to the house I want to go. But for now, one of the things I need to do is to reconnect more into my spirit relationship.
Okay. So it might be a different path that they're putting you on, but not where you need to go.
Exactly.
Oh,
so sometimes, Sometimes you feel like you're being energetically, oh, I cannot even speak English, I'm thinking in Spanish the whole day. Sometimes you may think that somebody's trying to sabotage your progress, but if you're coming, but if you're coming from the spirit, in this specific situation, I have to move out of my house. I have 10 more days, and you know I couldn't find any place. To me, finding a place, yeah, I can go into the internet and find a place, but and I can manifest right away. That's not a problem for me. But this time I couldn't manifest. And it's because it was not meant for me to move right away. I have to go in season one that's very special to me, that I need to co-create in the relationship that I am to be able to get into the new house. So the new house may be coming 2 or 3 days before I go on this trip. But if I had the house before, I would be in the way of creating what I need to create. So that's why I say when the spirit is guiding you, they can be very stubborn sometimes, and they take you to places where there's no other options, and you have to look and look and look for something else until it takes you back where you're looking, where you need to look at. Is that making sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense, because sometimes I feel confused that way.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
So I don't see any low-frequency energy around you. You're very pure, really pure in a lot of ways. In most of the ways, it's just that maybe you're looking into a different direction.
Yeah.
And so now...
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. And so for that...
Maybe
I'm very...
that's why the Tree of Life kept showing up.
Because you need to balance the Tree of Life. Right. There's something there that needs to be balanced. And I really understand it has to do with your subconscious level, the information that you're sending to the subconscious level. Work more with the intention of the heart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense, and I think that's why you come into the picture. Me and my dad were talking about that.
What were you guys talking about? Something good, I hope.
Well, we're talking about the reason for you, you know, to connect with us again, and I think it has to do with that Tree of Life, balancing it out, the family lineage, and there might, and it may, like you said, it may even be something that goes back to past life, you know.
It has to do a lot with it. It sometimes has to do a lot
with
it.
Okay, this is going
to
be interesting. I need to share something real quick, like with you, Elena. Everything that you were talking about, you know, are things that we, you know, talk about when we do our readings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, the energy flow, you know, going with the flow of energy. A lot of people go against the waves and not go with the flow, and that's why things slow down.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things is doubt. Doubt is almost like you're slamming on the brakes, you know, on the car when things are moving, you know, it slows everything down. That we are all co-creators, that we can manifest those things in our lives. But if the universe says this is the direction that you have to go, then it's not going to happen, you know, and it don't have anything to do with our, you know, it's just part of, you know, the path that we have to go. And
like
I just wanted to say that.
Like you say, we get stubborn and we might want to go another direction, but, you
know,
our subconscious level is saying, no, you got to do this first, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you another example. A good example is like for almost a month and a half, I'm looking into my numbers of my clients on a weekly basis. You know, there was a time where I have 2 weeks completely booked of clients. And then it was like a week and a half. And then it was like a week. And then I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, 3 days, what's going on? What's going on? It doesn't matter what I did during that process. You know, I still had clients, but it was no the flow of clients I had before. And it's not that they don't like me or they don't like the quality of work I have. It's the energy of the spirit that was setting up in that way, because he's opening me to generate money in another ways. And so I have been developing different projects. And just a week ago, I realized why. Because, you know, an average of 5 to 6 hours a day listening to people's, trying to help people to build their dreams, it can be very intense because I get to see the worst and the best. So my body is changing. My body is not as it used to be, completely charged to do that type of work, which I love doing. I'm not saying that I'm going to stop doing it, but the universe is already bringing me another opportunities and into how to be able to take my business to the next level. And so I kind of I have to listen into that. So if something is not working, I really need to into okay, spirit, teach me what's here for me. What do I have to do here? And so, and so you talk to the spirit and you say, okay, spirit, tell me what I need to do here. In my situation, the spirit was saying, okay. I mean, since like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it has been, you cannot buy a house. Don't commit to a house. Don't commit to 30 years of payment. You have to be completely flexible in your life. So that's the direction I'm going. And now, in this specific moment in my life, I can see why. Because, you know, my kids are getting older enough that they're going to be going to college soon. So now it's about me going where I want to go and do what I want to do, co-creating in a different level. Is that making sense? So sometimes the spirit will talk to you and say, oh, it's just not going to let things happen unless you take the direction that is for your higher self. And I think that's what we're learning to understand in these days more than ever. If things are not working for me, possibly it's because I'm not listening to the higher power of the spirit power. Is that making sense?
Yeah, that does.
I just wanted to share that all the information that you just gave us, a lot of that same information can be used for people that are having relationship problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, and the main thing is allowing the universe to, you know, help, you know, bring that special person or that special twin cell or whoever that might be to bring, you know, these people into our lives.
I would say it is so true. And I have an amazing relationship. I'm just so thankful to my spirit and also myself too for listening to my spirit to take me where I'm at. And part of the bringing this spirit relationship in my life, different things happened in my life. And like two months ago, it's just somebody called me about going to see, I had to go and see a presentation. And I usually don't take the time to go and see the presentations, business presentations. But this time she called me and said, I'm available, I'll meet you there. And by the time that I went to this location, I realized that it was the museum. And I got late to go to the meeting and to the presentation, but I went there. But right when I was parking the car, I saw, and she's a scientist. She works in genetics, and she's looking for the cure for AIDS. So we're going together. We're going to be meeting there. So I couldn't find her once I got there, but when I was going inside of the building or the museum, there was a big sign that said exhibition of mummies, right? Mummies, ancient mummies. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, that's candy to me. That to me is like going to a candy machine. Well, no, I'm going to a candy store because when I go into the energy of DNA, I can read them as books, right? I can look into the stories of these mummies, and it's so fascinating. And so I get there and I go to the meeting. I cannot see her, and then oh no, there you go. You know, I had to go and get my ticket to go inside. of the museum. And right in the moment, a friend of mine calls me, who's also a shaman. He says, I'll be there. I ask him what he's doing. He says, I'm not doing anything. So we'll come here. Let's go to the museum. So he came down here, and we went, and right in the beginning of the presentation, they're talking about this mummy that they were recovered, several of them. They were found in one of the Hitler's in Germany houses. They were not destroyed. They thought they were destroyed, but they were not, so they took them out of there. And they have been taking these mummies into different places for exhibitions. And so I go inside of there, and we get to see the first mummy. And so we're just so excited about, and then the DNA, we start decoding the DNA, looking at the DNA, and now the DNA is talking to us. It's a specific sound or language that comes with it. And then she's preparing me because it's a woman. She's aware because energy is aware of everything. If you think you're hiding, no, you're not hiding. So she's talking about this person that is my spirit mate. And she's telling me, you know, she's like, I know about him. And she's telling me how through so many years they have been a contribution into helping me to meet him, because together we can co-create so beautifully. And my friend who was next to me, he was listening to the same conversation, and we were just, oh, it was the best time. We were just smiling, and she's preparing me, and then she says, and I will teach you a dance that you can only, energetic dance, that you can only dance for him. And so I come to my house, and this, you know, after my experience, because we got to experience different mummies, I remember, not consciously, but subconsciously, remembering that a dance is just a movement of symbols and secret geometry. So I completely forgot about that, and I kept doing everything that's doing. You know, my life is kind of busy right now, trying to make some changes in my life. And I was laying in my bed today, like around 4 o'clock in this afternoon, and I felt the energy of the mommy coming into my room. And she said to me, we're leaving. And I knew, my friend sent me email saying that they're going to be only here for 3 more days and they're leaving, that if I wanted to go and see them before I leave. And I completely forgot about it. And I was in my bed and felt the energy, the DNA energy of the mommy, this woman, came to me and she said, we're leaving, the work is done, everything's going to be okay between you and him, and we have to go now. Oh, my gosh. My heart was, I felt like crying that moment. Because for the last few weeks, that has been my support system. The DNA of this beautiful, the information, the memories, the programs of this beautiful woman from Egypt, and supporting me into teaching me what's a relationship about. Because sometimes we think we know what's a relationship about. Well, let me tell you. We know so little about what's a powerful relationship. So she has been a great contribution to me in my life. And now that she's leaving, I'm feeling like this empty space, and I'm going through this process and going like, oh, these are the experiences that you cannot replace, because they stand for you for everything, everything that you believe or you stand for, you know, hiking the energy of the mountains in Peru, or receiving the message that somebody special is coming to me and how I need to prepare for it. Now the mommies in supporting me and how to go into the next level, and now they're leaving, and now I'm feeling like it's just so many different feelings. But you cannot deny this is the life of a shaman, is in the unseen world. You know, taking those messages so seriously, and empowering yourself in the process and creating what you want to create and taking it to the next level. So it's just beautiful. It's part of me. We have a new caller here. And
okay.
Area code is 956. And let's see. Okay.
Hello?
This is Elena. Hello. What is your name? Good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
And your name
again? I'm trying to lower down to TV so you can hear me. My name is Toni. How?
Hi, Tony. Roy and Andrea, we're here to help you. Do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I do. I had a question. What do you see as far as my relationship coming up in anybody new coming into my life?
Andrea, what are you saying, sweetie?
About a new relationship?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How are you, Andrea?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. And are you just have you been in a relationship recently or?
Yeah, well, I was dating somebody for about two months, and I found out he had another girlfriend, so that one was out the window.
Was just recent when he found a new girlfriend?
Well, I guess he already had her.
Oh, you already had her.
Yeah, I guess. So now, yeah. I don't know. So that was out of the question.
You found out now and found later, huh?
Yes. And then I met another gentleman. I've had the worst luck, okay? I met another gentleman. And it turns out apparently he was separated, but I don't really think he's separated. So that's another one out the door.
Okay. It's
complicated.
And I was going to ask you a question. What do you feel subconsciously that is blocking you from having a good relationship? Like, do you feel like this is something that has repeated itself or something that you're learning from? Or is this something, or would you say this is something emotional? What would you say the blockage is?
I guess I know what I want now, and before I did not. I mean, okay. Before I probably would have said, okay, you know, but now it's like, no, I don't want that type of person in my life.
Okay, so you're starting to feel like, you know, that you are worthy to have a good relationship.
Correct.
And you know where your intentions are, you know, and, you know, you want to manifest it, and I do see that manifesting for you, but I do feel like there are some blockages and this could be something past life. Again, you know, we're talking about past life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the information is coming to me, the feeling that there's some things you need to get past first or cleared away. Now, I recently just did a clearing with a friend, and I released. What I did is I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I burned the paper, and I released all of the negative things that did not serve my higher purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down all the positive things, and I'm programming my subconscious mind to follow those things and stay away from anybody who's toxic or do not serve our purpose in life. And also wanted to mention, it's interesting what Elena was saying about sometimes when we follow the spirit, it might put us in a different direction than where we need to go. And maybe, that's where you're going, is you're being pulled off in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you feel like it's not working for you, something that's not working for you. So, whether that be getting your life back in order, whether that helping people, showing more gratitude, you know, things that you want to manifest in your life, and then allow all the good things to come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy, what are you getting?
I just wanted to share that I just pulled a card from the shadow deck, and what it's saying is that you've been having problems on communication, and your communication is what do I need to communicate? In other words, what do you need to, you know, what messages do you need to, you know, what are you not hearing? You know, what are you receiving? You know, are you the one that's, you know, hanging, you know, or hearing, you know, are you hearing your calling? A lot of it, like Alana says, is following the spirit. A What is your spirit telling you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times we say, well, I have the worst luck. I keep getting all these different, you know, relationships. They don't work out, you know. The main mm-hmm. thing is, what are you learning from each one of these relationships? And, you know, are you learning anything from that? You know, what are you looking for? You know, what kind of relationship? The main thing is, you know, sending out that vibration, you know, getting your vibration up to a level so that
well,
you can bring that
foremost,
to you.
I'm sorry. Well, for me, I wouldn't want to be with a man who has another woman. I don't think it's fair to me, and it's not fair to her. So I immediately ended the relationship. So I wouldn't. I mean,
right.
I know what I want. And second of all, I mean, this is a gentleman that I meet, and we get along good, you know. We still have the French point, but I mean, it's like, well, I'm married, but it's complicated. Well, you know what? How about you call me when you do get a divorce? You know, that way it won't
right.
be complicated. Because you're already complicated, and you're going to complicate my life, and I don't want that. So I don't want
right.
to believe it.
That's a good
so
point.
So it's like, I understand what you're trying to say. What am I bringing in? Well, obviously, I'm not, I mean, I know what I'm attracted, but I know what I don't want it, what I don't want, so I'm getting that out of my life.
You know, it's so interesting. I don't know any woman who likes to be replaced. Does that make
Definitely.
Sense? Because in the process of feeling replaced, you feel like you don't have any value. And so I'm glad that you're in the space where you're at. I think your next step would be to understand that there are two types of men. Not all
mm-hmm.
of them are the same. The ones that will replace you and the ones that will not replace you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start.
I wouldn't want a man that's going to replace me, that's for sure. I want a man that's going to want to keep me.
Exactly. But keep you because, you know, pick you because you're not replaceable. So if you start telling
exactly.
that to yourself, I want to be with somebody that is not going to replace me or doesn't, you know, and then you'll start calling that energy in your space. But these two guys right now, they're very confused. they're so confused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to be in a space where you feel like somebody's going to want you forever in their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want them in my life. So I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I would want to keep in contact with them because then they'll be putting myself in that situation again with them, you know, opening the doors for them to come into my life, and I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I would just shut the door and, you know. Keep on going.
Shut the door and
lock it. Yes. And there's another gentleman. Go ahead.
Let me give you an energy gift. I want you to place your hand and receive this gift. It has to do with your father. Your father also was in that energy. And so of, you know, no understanding that women are not replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
And now
mm-hmm.
let's clear that in your DNA. So you don't feel like you're going to be attracting that man. And bring that into your heart, that gift. And I want you to say three times, I receive, I receive, I receive.
I receive, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But as far as anybody else coming, do you see anybody else coming into my life?
There will be somebody coming. Trust me, this is the time where everybody is bringing somebody special in their life. Well,
mm-hmm.
according to the choices that we have made through time, right? But,
mm-hmm.
And this person that I'm seeing is very different to what you're expecting to be. No, in a bad way. There's a lot of things that he's going to be teaching you. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is he older than I am?
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. not too old.
And I don't know if he's physically older or emotionally older than you are. Is that making sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes.
Yeah.
Some men have that. They could be young, but have a more mature
mm-hmm.
way of thinking than.
Very mature
wow.
way of thinking. So then mature they want to keep him.
Is there a time frame for that, or do I have to wait another?
you have to wait for a little while. Just relax. He'll find you.
Okay, I could do that. I've been doing this for quite some time already.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
I can wait. I can wait. I've been waiting for a while, so this, I guess when the time comes, I guess I will know.
You're waiting now because it's actually good that you're waiting, because there's a lot of things that you aren't understanding about yourself that you haven't before either. So it will be a better foundation for your relationship.
Mm-hmm. I agree on that.
I just wanted to share something with you. I just pulled a card, and it says, what did you hope to be as a kid? And it's just going to be interesting. It's around the, it's showing a table with some books and a dictionary. And around it, it's saying dad. And that's interesting that Elena would pick up that this had something to do with your dad. And then a lot of it is, you know, what are you learning, you know, from these lessons? We have to remember that in this reality or this world that we live in, this is our university, and we're going through different lessons in life. And what are we learning from the people, you know, from as we meet? You know, these are people from our past lives, and there are karmic lessons that we learn from these different relationships and stuff. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Can I share a story with you? When I was like around 7 years old, I had this ability that I can be in different places, right? And I remember I would look at people and say, you know, I will just think, because I was born in this way, I wonder where is my mother? And then just go there and see where was my mom at. And my father was alcoholic, so he'll spend a lot of time on the bars. So I will go at night when he was not at home and say, where's my dad? And then I will go, and here I am, looking at my father being in a bar, and he was flirting with another woman, right? And I start looking into what he was doing. So, and you know what happened to me? Because my father liked those women, and my father also, you know, he also loved me because I was his daughter. Then that meant I was like those women that were in the bar. And by the time I was 10 years old, I thought I was the most ugly woman ever. Because that is, if my dad was attracted to that woman, they were no good women, then I was no good. I'm terrible. I'm awful. So, you know, you'll be surprised how pretty much everybody in the world, their point of reference of who they are related, even though if you don't remember, it happens, I remember. But pretty much everybody, self-esteem is created based on that. That's what I'm seeing with your dad. He did things energetically and physically wherever he was at, and you were able to witness that in the DNA level. So who you think you are is not really who you are. It's what your dad thinks woman is about. That's why I gave you that energy gift, so you can cut those conversations and you can find yourself as the woman that you are. And let's bring that man that's going to be the one who's going to honor and love you and acknowledge you and listen to you and have fun with you. Is that making sense?
Yes, it does, because I'm a little bit, lately, I've been feeling a little bit kind of lost with everything, that I'm going through the transition or something. There's just, there's many things that are going through my mind.
So many things going crazy. Your mind's going crazy. Let me give you another energy gift for that. There you go. It's in your hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Things are going to start changing. All right. Thank you. We have another caller that we have to answer here.
Thank you.
Please call back again.
Thank you very much for everything. Adrian, thank you both very much for taking my call.
Thank you for joining us.
Good night.
Okay. Okay, we have another caller in area code 111. Hello? Can you hear us? Okay. I think... All right, so I guess we'll just put them in hold. Hello? Okay. Let's put them in hold then. All right. I just kind of wanted to share experience, which I think is funny now, you know, in the sense that I was so young and I wanted to be so much part of my father's life that I saw myself as a point of reference of what was going on. But in the same time, I didn't realize how much I was hurting myself. So it took me a lot of years to be able to cut those connections. But everything is possible. In the DNA level, you can cut connections that will allow you to be your own person. So I don't know, Roy, anything else that you would like to share?
I just wanted to share, as you were telling this, to this caller, it was reminding me, of the relationship that I had with my mother and my father. My grandmother raised me up, so I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with either one of them. So there was a lot that I was missing as I was growing up, because I got to see a lot of other kids be with their parents. Mm-hmm. And it was hard for me to understand, why I didn't have any parents. But it was rough. I went through a rough, child life, as I was growing up. But then once I started having my own family, I was able to give my kids all the things that I didn't receive. And so I was able to give back to myself, the love that I was missing, as I was growing up.
That is so nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. And that's what exactly I did for myself. I started realizing that, my father was not going to be there for me. It doesn't matter. I spent so many years of my life always hoping that he may change and be accessible to me, but he wasn't. So I couldn't make him right or wrong anymore for it. Because, Roy, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I couldn't make him wrong for it. I mean, we're talking about duality, right and wrong. That was not working for me anymore. So I kind of have to go and just accept the fact that that's the lifestyle that he chose to be, and honor and respect that, and just took my own direction. And by taking my own direction, one of the things that was very clear, because this is a show about relationships, is that if I were to keep blaming my dad for it and trying to make it up, I was not going to be successful in my own relationship. And I think that's exactly what I understood that time that I went hiking that mountain that was really hard to hike. That's what I learned in that specific experience, that I just needed to nurture myself, learn to love myself, be kind to myself, and not be hoping that he will do it, because he was not going to do it. So it was a good experience. And so you learn to be strong for yourself.
And that's so interesting. And we thank you for sharing that with us. And now, that takes me back to when me and Adrian first got started into hypnosis. And this is when we first met Maxwell. And he taught us about the subconscious mind and how it works. And once we were able to unlock, the subconscious mind and going into that part, and finding out, what the whole picture was about, a lot of people think, that the only reason they're here is to, to work and to die or pay taxes, and that's it. And that's the way that, I used to think, as I was, working through my career and everything, but it wasn't until I met me and Adrian met Maxwell, that he helped unlock, he had the key to unlock our subconscious mind so that we could open up to other possibilities. And I just wanted to share that with, if Maxwell's still out there, you know, we, this is something we wanted to share with him also.
That's wonderful. I think he, that I remember you work one time with me, and it was a great experience for me. I got to see something from my past that I never saw before. I still remember it was, it had to do with past life. In a lifetime, what I thought that somebody was good to me actually was not a good person. It was my level of discernment awakened so fast, and only in the process of 20 minutes that you did. So thank you for that. It was pretty amazing. So let's see, what do we have, Andrea? Andrea, what do we have for this, for the listeners for next week? A message for everybody?
Well, I just wanted to mention that we'll be, me and Roy will be coming on to do some readings, and you're welcome to join us on Blog Talk and post your comments. I just wanted to mention what you think about Elena's show and about our shows, and leave some feedback for us so we know how your life is going. I know I'll be a website that I'm working on called Ornum.com, and they usually leave a lot of testimonials, and I love to hear about people's testimonials and things like that. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Oh, wonderful.
And again, we want to, Elena, can you tell everybody how they can, if they want to learn more information about your website, what they have to do?
Yes. My website is www.elenaradford.com, and Elena is spelled E-L-E-N-A, Radford spelled R-A-D-F-O-R-D.com. Or you can call me at 866-938-5553. And I have different programs. The main one is, you know, doing the consultations that I do during the week. But I also have a shamanic online training program where I teach people how to do, how to become shamans. And it's quite interesting because the moment that they choose to go through this process, is your life that becomes your homework. It's your life experience that you get to go to transformation. And I have not met a single person that have gone through my program and have told me that it's not challenging. Everybody gets to be challenged in the process because you're not working somebody else. You're working yourself. If you want to be able to be a point of reference, a contribution to the world, you have to see your stuff first. You have to clear your blocks and limiting beliefs, your ways of believing, your ways of understanding. And my most advanced group is level six. Level six is research and development. So in that class, that's basically what we do. We go into different dimensions, different past lives, and we do research and development, and we get to be a contribution into the present. That is fascinating, but that's very hard for a lot of people. I just started like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And for that, like I said, everybody gets to be challenged according to the level they're at. So I don't think the Inca shamanic journey is, you get to be challenged according to where you're at. Like in my level, how do I take the energy of happiness to the next level? How do I take the energy of awareness to the next level? So I'm not necessarily dealing with problems. I'm just dealing with the fact that I have so many possibilities. And how do I align them? And how do I keep myself into moving forward in those? A lot of times, most of my students, they came through my program, were people that were having energy attacks. And they were gifted already. They can see things already. They can dream things already. They can see colors. They can hear voices. So they didn't really have a place where to go. And so they start coming to me and they start clearing the DNA. And the more they got to clear the DNA, they stop seeing what we call the illusions, darkness, and they start seeing more the light. beautiful transformations. So this is an online program. Pretty much everybody gets to go on their own pace, and I do some coaching, personal coaching in the process. And I have seen miracles happening to the process. And so for that, I'm very thankful, because I did know I created a program, but it was a channeling program. It was something that one day I was told you need to do that. My energy was prepared for it for a year and a half. I left one day out of my house, and there was a rock, a tiny little beautiful rock waiting with information there. My kids went on vacation for a week after that, for like a week, and everything was being aligned for me. I stayed by my house for like a week on my own. I tapped into the energy of the rock and I started channeling. And that was the beginning of my first program. So my program literally is a reprogramming of DNA into a higher consciousness. And besides that, it's a program of love. There is so much love into my shamanic program and all the work that I do, because that's the foundation of everything. And we as Incas knew that. So I place that. And for that, I'm very thankful. So that's one of the things I do. I'm in the process of creating my teleseminar programs for sexual abuse, alcohol, pornography, physical abuse. So literally, there will be programs that you can go into the internet in my website, and you can just download them or listen to them. And by listening to the story, which may not be related to what is going on, and specifically, there's a reprogramming based on the sound. The sound recreates the program and the memory of people and the body of the people, so they stop the addictions, anxiety, whatever it gets to work on. So that's what I'm doing in these days, and developing on all the programs as well, but like my business program. But for now, you can just call me for a consultation. I'm really big right now in anxiety. I think that is a major thing that gets to be clear from the world. Gosh, there's so much anxiety there, and that is as simple as it can sound. It's just one cells in your body that is split in two, and they're just waiting to be relocated in the right balance. So I love working with the energy of anxiety, even though it's hard in my body, because I get to feel the pain, the sorrow, and the energetic abuse that people go through when they have anxiety. It's so nice to see the transformation where people can actually have a functional life in the process. So, yeah, so that's what I'm doing right now. So, Ryan,
again, we want to thank you, you know, for sharing all this information, you know, with all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're just very, you know, in gratitude, you know, that we are able to, you know, have you on our show and share this information. I feel it's something that's been a long time coming, and these messages need to come out. To see that
absolutely.
We're now in 2013, you know, this consciousness needs to rise, you know, as high as we can get that, you know, it's very important that, you know, a lot of people should know about the twin cell energy and all this other information that's coming through. I just wanted to share that with you. Adrian, do you have a message?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that for everyone that's waking up to that energy, I just wanted to mention that it's very powerful, and to be sure that you are ready for that energy to receive those gifts, and to really think about it, because it is, for a lot of people, it's very intense energy, and we're moving so fast now, you know.
Adrian, I want you to share real quick, like, while Lana is still here, you had a dream about your twin cell. I want you to share that experience.
Well, this was just recent. I was connecting with my twin cell, and I felt like a shock go through my body. Now, I don't know if my when I was astral projecting, if I came out of my body and came back in my body, but I was receiving a load of energy go through my body, and I continued to shake, like my body was like being electrocuted. And I don't know if I was receiving an energy gift or what it was, but I know I was taken on in some kind of energy, and it was very strong, and it was coming from my twin self.
And how do you know it was your twin self?
Well, just a feeling, like the intensified feeling that I got from it. I felt like it was coming from that, because I've felt that energy before.
That's
when
right.
I first met my twin self. Yeah,
you
I
always
identified
remember.
It.
Yeah, you always remember, huh? There's specific things about it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What you were feeling is a download of energy, a download of information. So when I didn't know my, when I didn't know my twin cell yet, and I was just learning how to be a shaman, it's pretty scary to, in the beginning, you know, I'm sure everybody who has clients and gets to work with energy, in the beginning, when you know you're going to work with them and you have the information, you just don't know how to do it, right? You need somebody who's going to be coaching you and how to do it. So
right.
I will get really nervous about it. And so the night before, he will come and he will download the feelings and the experiences of the people that was going to be working with the next day. So it happened like an hour and a half. I was sleeping and I was already bringing the information. So the next day when I will meet with my clients, I will know already what to say, how to say it, why it was so important they needed to be here and that. And then again, you know, the whole process was being doing with so much love. And then eventually, he didn't download information as much as him, the higher my frequency will go. In the healings, he'll be next to me. And he'll tell me what to do. And he'll give me clues. And then when I will go for walks, and I was higher in frequency, into tapping into my heart with the higher consciousness, so in offerings, his energy will manifest next to me. And he'll walk with me through the mountains. But he'll be so funny. I mean, there's part of him that he was so funny all the time. He was laughing. Not all the time laughing, but he was always kidding, always. That was very one of the things that I like about him, that he always, it was so much fun. And then another thing that I realized is that in my process of him training me, he will always challenge my mind. I don't know that many people in my life. Actually, he's the only one that when he says something, he can bring me so much into balance that it really challenges my mind into who is my creation, who I am. So all these things happened for so many years since I was 16 years old. And
wow.
When I finally, I remember, it happened since I was 3 years old. But what happened is that when I was 15, I knew that I was going to meet him, I was going to marry him, and we were going to be doing all these things energetically. And he'll come and play with me in school sometimes energetically. And when I was 16, I find out that he got killed. Now you can imagine how I felt, right? So I completely forgot. It was very hard. Because now we're taking different destiny lines, right? And it was the sadness of, yeah, if he gets to be reincarnated, he's going to be much younger than me. And in this society, he's not going to want me. Or he's, you know, and who knows when he's going to be born. So to me, there was not even a possibility. And then eventually, I just kept feeling the energy and always there for me when I needed something. Right after my divorce, he was there. I got really sick. He took care of me energetically, and I can just feel the energy. So, but when I got to know him physically, and I got to talk to him, in the beginning when I was just remembering that it was him, one of the ways I recognized it was him, because it was the same energy. He knew how to get into my mind and ground me into the energy of the present, or say exactly the things that I need to hear to go to the next level. And another thing that I noticed that did not change is how funny the conversations can be that we have and still create abundance in the process. So that's why I say it's quite interesting when it comes to the twin souls. You recognize them in energy, like in your situation, Andrea. But when you get to meet him, it's not going to be very different to what's the energy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I think for a lot of people who are not even energy sense, will feel that energy when the timing's right. And I just wanted to share that also. Because like I say, you know, we're moving so fast. It seems like maybe not in our time, but maybe on the other side, things are just, you know, they're already there. I mean, everything's already present in the present time. So it's very interesting. Is there anything you want to share, Roy?
I just wanted to share that, you know, you mentioned about, you know, time, you know, that now that we're in this time, that, you know, people are beginning to feel that shift into a higher consciousness, and that consciousness is part of the Christ consciousness, and that's where we're all headed, so that we could learn unconditional love, not only for ourselves, but for others. You know, we, you know, have to get into this energy field, you know, make that connection. And that's why it's so important that, you know, these twin cells, you know, come together so that we can all rise, you know, up into that vibration. I just wanted to share with you on that.
That's so true.
That is so, so true. Because I experienced my twin cell since I was so young. I think it gave me the ability to recognize when people are in relationships and when they're twin soul relationships or when they are not twin soul relationships, because there are specific ways of behavior in those powerful relationships. And so I have seen a lot of people, and there's going to be more and more people going into those type of relationships that are alignments. There are alignments of giving and receiving, which are the energy of unconditional love. So, by the time that they meet, though, there's a lot of damage that has been done. And so they heal each other for a while before they can be their own person. Is that making sense?
Yes, makes a lot of sense. And, you know, this is so interesting because, you know, people look on the internet, there's really not a whole lot of information about the twin cells. And what you have to offer a lot of people out there is, you know, being able to go into their DNA, make those corrections, you know, whether it be, you know, in their DNA or their past life, and get past any of those blockages that are preventing them from meeting their twin selves so that, you know, they can join this energy together. Just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. And in my situation, you know, I love the energy of the mountains so much. When I was growing up, my father was not accessible, right, because of the lifestyle that he had. And my mom had to play the role of female and male energy, and she was very strong in her male energy. So, and she was very controlling. So I didn't really have, and I don't remember that many times that my mom would hug me. So I didn't, which is really strange. Well, yeah, that was my reality. But then I had the energy of the mountains. that I can talk to them, because I was born in this way with the ability to talk to them. So they will nurture me, they will love me, they will take me, and you know, when I will get out of my body, they will take me to places, they will play with me. You know, that was one of my foundations, by being multidimensional. The 3D was not very powerful for me, but the energy of the mountains. And so when my, I will call mother and father mountain, the specific one, I call him father. And when they train me energetically to meet him, after I was 16 years old, seemed like that was set, because when I was 19 years old, while everybody was dating, I was basically praying to God to prepare me to be who I needed to be, so when I meet him, I'll be the person that he was looking for, that he would, or something like that. And it was a constant, you know, feeling that would come from my heart. And so when he came in my life, to me, when the energies of the mountains train him, his whole life, and this is what I find out, to be who he is, and to know that he has the same foundation that I do, that he loves the mountains as much as I do. And it's just like everything that I wanted is there. And I was like, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful to know that. Sometimes when I doubt and I go into my head, and the energy of the mountain will come and say, no, he's the one for you. It's okay. Keep moving forward. You know, all different energies coming. Oh, we're supporting this. We're supporting this. And I'm sharing this with everybody because I think it's very, very special that you understand that each one of us has a very unique way of connecting to each other. And that was my way. And it couldn't be better than that.
Hey, Adrian, do you have something to share?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention too, this has a lot to do with, you know, this twin flames, has a lot to do with, kind of what, Carolyn Mice was saying about, our soul contracts and how our archetypes play a big role in, with our twin selves. And, so it's very interesting how all that is activating, and we just have to learn to activate those energies. And like you said, Roy, you know, about going into our past lives and clearing those up and the blueprint. And it's interesting because even in my health charts, it talks about that, about how to clear out our DNA and our blueprint from our past lives. And at first, I didn't understand what that meant, but now I do, and that's where a lot of our issues are. And I think it kind of, the universe kind of pushes us in that direction to learn more about our twin selves in that area, because we're starting to learn more about love now, and we do need more love on the earth because there's so much darkness. To have light, we must go through the darkness first, and I think that's kind of what we're experiencing. I just wanted to share that, Roy.
And we thank you, Adrian, for sharing. And again, Elena, we thank you for, you know, all the information that you share with all of us. We think it's wonderful, and we feel that, you know, the more we keep, you know, sending out these messages, you know, to all our callers and listeners, and the more love people are going to feel, not only, again, you know, to themselves, but to others, you know, to be able to help others, you know, unconditionally. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. And you're right. That is so, so important, because in my conversation, first of all, a twin cell is just a reflection of who you are. So the person that comes into your space, so your twin cell, is just giving you really the picture of who you are. It is, and so that's the beauty of it. you're having a mirror in front of you. The other thing is, when it comes to unconditional love, I understand that more than anything, no conditions in what you want to create, unlimited possibilities. And the more possibilities you have, the more a higher contribution that you can be. But I was being prepared for this relationship, like each one of you is being prepared for a specific relationship. But I didn't have to look for it. It just came to me. So you prepare yourself to be the best person that you want to be in every level, and that person will come. Is that making sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to share, I pulled a card just now, and this is going to be interesting. And it says, where would you like to have an adventure? And it's called the bathroom mirror. And that's interesting that you would talk about a mirror. And it says that emotional reflection, contemplation, number two, looking in the mirror, and body issues. Number three, self-grooming, bathing, expelling waste. And number four is how do I see myself? Yeah.
There you go. Your self-reflection.
Right.
Reflection. That's very, very, very true. So, I don't know, Roy, you have anything else to say? Any other question for me?
Well, I think that pretty much, you know, wraps it up. And I feel that, you know, all we can do is just keep sending out this unconditional love to a lot of the callers and listeners out there and allow the universe to keep, you know, manifesting and bringing our desires and all our wishes that we have, you know, in the highest good so that we can continue, you know, to keep sending out these messages. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. And what about you, Andrea?
Well, I just wanted to thank everyone for supporting us tonight and also Maxwell for coming on, taking the time to come on and talk to meet Elena. And I think it's really cool. It's been an awesome night. And I look forward to our next show. And we hope that everyone tries to have a good day and just put it out to the universe that, you know, everything will work out in your life and it'll come to pass. Just be patient and nurture it and heal your inner child. So I just thought I'd put it out there.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I just one more thing that I really would like to share with all of you before we leave. And
okay.
That is that when I understood what was a twin cell in my own space, like I said, I started very young. I started when I was 16 years old because this is what it was telling me to follow my heart. And it was always the message, it's the choices that you make. So when I was 16 years old, and when I realized that I lost him because he passed away, and now he was going to be much younger than me, that when I get to meet him, it was going to be challenging because our society wouldn't accept this in a lot of ways. But it was not only that. There was more things than that. And I remember crying, and I remember my light worker being in front of me. She was so nice. And he kept saying to me, it's the choices. You get to be who you get to be in your foundation, what you want to build in your tree of life, and he will come. So I was not really looking for him. I was making sure that I was ready, that when he'll come, it'll be an easier adjustment. Is that making sense?
Yes.
So I became very productive, a happy person. I developed my self-expression, my passion for life. Those are elements of female energy, the ability to always daydream and what I want to bring the best in my life. And I built a lot of foundation for myself in my personal life. So now that he's in my life, I can have a foundation and I can be a contribution. But it's now. I was not thinking about that. I mean, I was just, what I'm saying is, I knew that. I knew that. And I knew that even when I was praying, when I was 19 years old, and I kept saying, help me to be the person that I need to be. So when he comes to my life, I'll be ready for him. I was thinking about my changes. I was not thinking about what are the changes that he had to do to complement me. I was thinking about who I needed to be, how I needed to feel about myself, how I needed to love myself. And that was the only way that he was coming into my space. So I just wanted to share that with all of you.
I just wanted to share one more thing. Adrian, I want you to give the Elena and the cards and listeners out there the messages that came from the monks. What did the monks tell you?
They said that we have to detach ourselves from the worldly things so that we don't suffer, and including, you know, the clothes that we wear is important, because we can also suffer with our clothes because we look to that as something that's important to us, and we may have, it may ruin our self-esteem and our self-confidence because we don't feel like we're included. So that's one of the reasons why they said we have to detach ourselves from those things.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing they said was not to focus on, you know, we have to learn how to forgive ourselves, you know, what didn't work, but knowing that tomorrow, that, you know, things will be better. The main thing
tomorrow
is we have
better.
To stay in the now, being in the now.
In the present.
Good.
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
tomorrow
thank
will
you.
Do better.
Yeah, tomorrow will do better.
Well, thank you very much for tonight. It was wonderful, Andrea and Roy. Thank you for being with me tonight. And I really wish you a wonderful week, and be until next Sunday with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Okay. Okay. Bye bye now.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.